Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ryan, Disney's doing it again. They're giving us another Star Wars series on Disney Plus. The last one was Andor, which, good show. Not a lot of people watched it, unfortunately, I think to their detriment.
Great show.
Yeah, really good show. This one is one people with a character people have loved for a long time. Ahsoka, who showed up in The Mandalorian Season 2 and 3. Rosario Dawson is back as Ahsoka Tano, and we get... The first two episodes are dropping Tuesday this week. And I don't know how many episodes it actually is going to be. I don't know if it's 6, 8, 10. I have no idea. So it'll be interesting. I'll have to go look that up. But we got the first two episodes, which we get to watch. One of the recent notations on a lot of the Disney Plus series, both Marvel and Star Wars, has been that they start slow. Can't say that about Ahsoka. You cannot open with that sequence and say that the show starts slow. The opening sequence puts you right in the, and I'm going to say, the classic Star Wars universe. Even though the show takes place after Jedi.
Star Wars meets Indiana Jones.
Right. Interestingly, yeah. But the hallway scene is so classic.
Sure. I think it could have been edited tighter. But again, this is what's funny, is it's good enough that I'm already nitpicking editing choices,
and not where's the story going.
Yeah, I'm not really concerned. You know, it's like, oh well, I think you could have done that better. Oh, rather than 50 minutes, I think you could have done it as 40. You know, and if that's my complaint, and you know, I watched it twice. I watched both episodes twice, and I didn't have to by any stretch of the imagination, but this was a series that I don't, you know, obviously it hasn't hit its peak yet. But the advertising for it was really effective for me. There were two trailers that I saw recently and thought, oh, you know what, I am kind of excited for that. I am kind of, you know, and that's not something that I've necessarily felt about something I love, which is Star Wars, for a while. I mean, Andor I love, but Andor's arguably the least Star Wars of the Star Wars. As far as that kind of, it's funny because the mysticism in this is almost like shrugged off a little bit. Yeah, there's this history, and yeah, there's a spiritual element to it, but some of that might be garbage. It's not as treated with as much reverence, I guess. The Force isn't, and that makes more sense, you know, for Ahsoka's character and whatnot. Someone who has in the past turned away from being a Jedi, and who has, as they, you know, those people who want to push the gray Jedi, would be the person who, you know, strides the line between, well, you know, both Sith and Jedi. You know, that fits right into that as well, although I don't really think that's what they're going for.
No, I don't think that's what they're going for either, but who knows with Filoni down the road. This is Filoni's baby. Yeah. He created Ahsoka Tano in the Clone Wars days, went through Rebels, which I have not watched Rebels. I have not finished Clone Wars, but I am familiar enough with Ahsoka so that when she appeared in The Mandalorian, I was like, aha. So, you know, so
there's a lot. I
heard that they told people what the homework was.
Yes, they did. And, I think if you go to Disney Plus, there's like a, the best of or some.
I'm going to call shenanigans. If you're, if you know who Ahsoka is and you know her broad strokes, you're fine.
Well, yeah, it's more of the interpersonal relationships that she has, you know, and characters that are referenced, that if you haven't watched, you know, Rebels in particular, or, you know, might not carry the same amount of weight for you. But I wouldn't say that you're going to be lost because of it, because I don't think that's the case either. And I think that's kind of where these, you know, these TV series and the movies and things, I think that's the space they need to occupy, in the sense that you can perfectly understand what's going on. In fact, they over-dialogue a couple things, but I don't know why they over, you know, it's for that reason. And I'm willing to, you know, sit through a little bit of dialogue that doesn't need to be there because I already know, just because I know that people like my mother would have no idea what was going on without that dialogue. So it's not, you know, the worst dialogue in the world either. It's just, you know, it's like, oh, they're doing that to, I don't know, maybe I just, I, again, I'm nitpicking because I actually really like so far what they've done. And
So, yeah, that's it's nice to be able to say that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very late.
And,
you know, and I don't know where, I mean, there's things that I hope that it does, that it, you know, but again, you know, the fact that I like, sometimes I, you know, imagine movies because they're just great TV series. How would I do that? Because they're awful. Other times you do it because, oh, you know what? I'd like to play in that playground, that sandbox there. That, oh, you could do this, and you could, you know, and it's just, and good art inspires art. I firmly believe that. At least, you know, as far as, if I feel inspired by something, it's usually pretty good, unless I'm inspired because it's awful. It's one or the other. But I enjoyed this. You know, I hope that it continues to have, you know, a lot of stuff does happen in that second episode as well. So, you know, it's like, how big is this story? But also, I don't know that we don't really know. There's not a time space that we're working within exactly. We kind of have a general idea, but we don't have like, oh, this has to take place between this. I guess,
well, with Rebels, we know what happens after season two.
Yeah, but
of Mandalorian.
But we don't know like if this story is going to be like, oh, this is 2 weeks of Ahsoka. Like, you know, something happening, or if this is like a 3 year, you know, because there is that gap between, you know, Mandalorian season two and season three, and you know, there's space for this, to kind of do whatever it wants to do.
Yeah, so it's interesting, but it's interesting. That sounds like a really weird compliment, but it's interesting. And so I'm interested. I'm interested in these characters. I'm interested. I mean, I'm interested in Thrawn. I want to see how that plays out because, I mean, like every other Star Wars fan, I wanted the sequel trilogy to be the Thrawn trilogy and didn't get it. But if you're going to give me Thrawn now, again, you have to do it right. And I feel like this series is really important, not in terms of Star Wars, but in terms of Star Wars as a cultural force. Because it's been, I'm not going to say falling, I'll say stagnant. It hasn't been the force that it had been. This series can't just go by the wayside as another TV show. Because that is not what they need right now. Because there's, you know, not a lot in the immediate future projected. I mean, what they're talking Acolyte, but that's on hold. And there's no way of knowing how finished it was before the strikes started. There's no movies that could possibly be done if the strike was over today inside of 3 years. Couldn't do it. There's just no way you can do it. You couldn't do a Star Wars movie that fast. Not a good one. Which, again, has been a problem.
I think you could, but I think you could, but I think it would also have to be a non-traditional one.
Yeah, it would have to be. It would have to be a one-off.
I think you're right to the extent that I think it would at least be two and a half years, 3 years.
And I don't know that the brand lasts that long.
Well, I think it does, but I just think, but it depends on what you follow it up with. But no, I do think this is an important one because I think this is, you know, fundamentally, you know, this is Star Wars, lightsabers, and you know, the Force, and
it feels like Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, Andor doesn't necessarily have much of that, and that's fine because. There aren't that many Jedi.
But it seems like they're crawling out of the woodwork.
Yeah, we only do movies with Jedi. But if we remember, you know, there aren't that many left. Even at this point in time, there's not that.
And a chunk of the ones that are left are on the wrong side. They're either straight up Sith or they're.
They've kind of been taken in by that. And,
or yeah. Yeah. So it is. And that's why I said classic Star Wars. It feels like classic Star Wars. But hey, look, if you enjoy what you're seeing and hearing on the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, why not take a second to click subscribe if you're on YouTube? Click follow wherever you're listening to us. You know, follow us on Twitter at VS Movie Podcast. Same over on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, it's Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. That would be awesome for us. We appreciate you listening. And now let's get back to the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, yeah. And, you know, and there is, I think there is, you know, I think Filoni does a really good job of mixing in, you know, obviously a lot of stuff that he worked on, but, you know, also classic stuff. And it all starts to, you know, and ironically, it's more Filoni's stuff really than George's anymore. I mean, he's kind of been the guiding hand for such a large chunk of Star Wars that, you know, is this George Lucas Star Wars? I don't know that George ever thought about doing this.
Well, Dave worked with him a lot early on and during Clone Wars and stuff. So it's close. This is closer to George than the sequel trilogy.
Yes.
Because the sequel trilogy was no George. 0% George. Yeah, this, you have to say this is closer to George Lucas.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I don't know. It's, I want to see where it goes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be disappointed. And, you know, it's nice to not, you know, to be like, oh, I think I really like this. rather than, oh, I'm going to have to see if I can work my way into this.
Right. And like I said, I am excited to see episode 3, yeah, you know, in a couple weeks. I think, you know, if it continues doing what it's doing, I think we're okay. And right now I think we're better than okay.
Yeah.
I haven't looked, it hasn't come out yet. Like I said, I don't know what the embargo is on this, but I'm still seeing people are throwing out social media reactions and whatnot. So, you know, you can't help but see them if you're anywhere. It seems to be generally positive. I haven't seen anyone rip it. I haven't seen a headline ripping it. I'm sure someone's going to, because what we do.
And somebody out there just is going to say that they prefer a different kind of Star Wars. You know, and that generationally, you know, I guess if you were young and weren't introduced to, you know, the original films or the prequel films, and the later films, and you're just you came in and on Mandalorian, I could see how this would be a little, a little weird for them. But I think you're going to get somebody who hates it just because they hate everything, or
right,
and they want their name out there, so they want to be the guy who hated this more than anyone else.
Right, and I hate that. Like I said, I posted a blistering review of another movie, but it's because I legitimately hated that movie, and I won't tell you what it is. You can go find it, but it's a really recent movie. But I hate having to do that. I like being able to say something positive about everything. And when I can't, it really just annoys the crap out of me. Did you notice that the opening to this one, it echoed, but flipped the opening to The Phantom Menace? It felt like the opening of The Phantom Menace. And I was just like, but it's not. but it had a lot of the same beats, but they were totally reversed.
Sure.
And so it's like, yeah, so if you came in on the sequel trilogy, you should get that. If you're a classic, the scene that follows that is very A New Hope.
Yeah.
So it does, like I said, I'm going to use the word classical and I'm going to stick to it. It feels like classic Star Wars. And that is really, as long as it stays that way, I think they're okay, because everyone loved The Mandalorian because it felt classic Star Wars but new for at least the first two seasons. And people started having problems when season 3 rolled around and it kind of got away from that. Book of Boba Fett never felt like that. No. And so people didn't like it. You can make new classic Star Wars, make it feel new, and it can still be classic Star Wars. So, and right now this is striking that balance, you know, like Mandalorian season 1 and 2 did. So I'm not quite cautiously optimistic, but I'm happy to watch episode 3 and see where we're going. I'm not, we'll see where we're going in episode 3. I'm happy to watch it. And hopefully after that, I'm happy to watch episode 4. And hopefully that's continues on to the end of the season. And maybe takes us somewhere down the road where everyone can be happy again. That would be nice. People can go, Star Wars, it had its moments. It had its downtime, but it rebounded nicely. It'd be nice to hear that, in terms of cinema as opposed to television, because television's had its up and downs, but cinematically, I would love for there to eventually be a Star Wars film that everyone loves, you know, or 98% of the people love, because there's always going to be 2%, that just hate it on principle. So, Ahsoka, Disney Plus, I believe that's going to show on Tuesdays, or
yes.
I know the premiere is Tuesday.
They bumped it up a day, which is, I don't know what the logic behind that is, but I'm not going to complain.
No, it means people can see it a day earlier. And then if it stays on Tuesdays, that's great. And traditionally they've been Wednesdays on their new shows. So I'm be interested to see why, or if it stays that way. But so it'll be a weekly release after that for however long it runs. First two episodes, thumbs up. Good stuff. I have no idea what's coming out. I don't know what we have coming in theaters. I don't know if there's anything else coming on television. I know, actually, that's not true. There's a bunch of stuff on Apple TV Plus that I need to finish, but including Physical Season 3, which I need to start watching, because Physical is a great series if you haven't watched that on Apple TV Plus. Ryan and I both like that one. So, yeah. But as for Ahsoka, so far, so good. Good being the operative word. Good, not okay. Good. Good show.
Yeah.
Parts of it have bordered on pretty darn good. Like I said, that opening sequence, I was like, ooh, this is not a slow show. And I was happy about that. So, next weekend I will be in Colorado Springs attending their Comic-Con. So I'll probably post some updates from there. But, other than that, we won't be recording next weekend. But again, I don't know. There's a lot of new stuff coming out. We've still got Barbie, Oppenheimer, Blue Beetle is in theaters. Listen to our review of that and check that out. Say what?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is still in theaters. That is correct. There's a lot of good stuff in theaters, not just those four. Let's put it that way. There's a lot of good stuff in theaters right now. So go and check some of them out if you haven't already. It's a good time to be in theaters. It really, really is. So that's it. Till next time when we talk to you, don't forget to like us, follow us on social media, blah, blah, blah. You know all of that because you're smart, because you listen to us. I'm Mark. That is Ryan. Bye, Ryan.
Bye, guys.
And we will talk to you all later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.